From Eugipis, a plague chronicle, in widening NA White Spat, Rubio calls for the alliance to be re-examined while Trump tells UK and other allies that the USA won't be there to help you anymore. We're in the middle of another NA White Spat. The Americans are accusing the Europeans of disloyalty and ungratefulness, while the Europeans are quietly or, in the case of Spain, not so quietly criticizing the Iran war and preparing for the looming energy crisis. Yesterday, the Spanish went further and closed their entire airspace to American planes involved in the war. Spanish Defense Minister Margarita Robles glossed the move by declaring the Iran war to be profoundly illegal and unjust. Last week, Italy denied use of its Sigonella air base in Sicily to American bombers involved in the Iran war, because the US had not requested clearance and Italy's military leadership had not been consulted. Over the weekend, France denied Israel the use of its airspace to transport American weapons to be used in the war against Iran, apparently for the first tea time. Spain was the first NA White ally to deny the United States access to the jointly operated Rota and Moron air bases for Operation Epic Fury. And finally today, Polish are reporting that Poland has turned down an American request to send its Patriot air defense batteries to the Middle East. Polish Defense Minister W. Ladislaw Kosiniak-Kamysz explained that our Patriot batteries and their armaments are used to protect Polish airspace and NA White's eastern flank. Secretary of State Marco Rubio told Al Jazeera that if NA White is just about us defending Europe if they are attacked, but then denying us basing rights when we need them, that's not a very good arrangement. Such an alliance, he added, is a hard one to stay engaged in and say this is good for the United States, so all that's going to have to be re-examined. And on Truth Social just a few hours ago, US, nothing is changing in this regard, and we have no plans to move them anywhere. The Americans have thus continued to sour on the alliance. U.S. President Donald J. Trump made the following posts. A lot of commentators in the coming days are going to proclaim the death of NA White, so allow me to offer a counterpoint. It is the province of internet crazies like me to call for the phase out of NA White. The Americans are not going to do it, and the Europeans aren't either. These squabbles over airspace and basing privileges have happened before. They're not a big deal, and technically speaking, they're also not really about NA White anyway. They are one way for Trump and aligned Republicans to score points with their nativist base at the expense of ostensible European allies who will not do very much about it. And they are probably also regarded within the Trump administration as a means of pressuring some allies to contribute to future efforts to open the Strait of Hormuz. The alliance provides too many advantages for both sides and nobody has any serious interest in letting it go. These conflicts have other purposes. For the Europeans, on the other hand, NA White spats in the Trump era provide an opportunity to distance themselves from a president who is pretty unpopular on the continent and in this case from an even more unpopular war.